It's Friday, the 27th of June, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is episode 27 of App Talk, the podcast I'm producing daily-ish throughout June for the Audio Mo Challenge. Yes, I'm producing a podcast a day, just about, throughout the month of June, and each day I'm talking about a different app or something to do with apps, because that's kind of what I like doing. And today I'm going to talk about a very silly app, which is a bit of a diversion from some of the stuff that I've been talking about previously, because it's not really a kids app, but I get the feeling it will appeal to kids just as much as it appeals to adults. When I saw a tweet yesterday to say that the Monty Python's Ministry of Silly Walks app was now available in the App Store, I just had to go and buy it. You know, I'm of the age that I can quote large chunks of Monty Python, and you know, I can still visualise the Ministry of Silly Walks sketch, so I had to see what they'd done with it to turn it into an app. It's developed by a company called Boondoggle Studios, who I've never heard of before. It's available on both iOS and Android. On the iOS side of things, it's a universal app, so it'll run on your iPod, iPad and iPhone, but it requires iOS version 7 and above, so that's the latest version of iOS. On Android, you'll have to check your individual device compatibility. The retail price is 69 pence on iOS and 99 pence on Android. And what is it? Well, it's a little game where you get to control your own miniature John Cleese-style character as he does his silly walks through London in his own sweet and unique way. And you have to guide him over and under obstacles to get him as far as you can. It's one of these kind of the scenery scrolls around you and you just have to tap the screen to jump or tap a different part of the screen to duck kind of game. So if you've played stuff like, I guess, Temple Run is probably the most popular example of that kind of thing. It's very much that kind of style of game, but done in a very, very loving towards Monty Python kind of a way. As you do your city walks through London, you collect coins, and the more coins you get, the sillier suits and the better power-ups that you can buy in the game store. This is all in-game currency. There's no in-app purchases of any kind. It's just, you know, you collect the coins and then you can spend the coins on stuff. And the voice acting is all done by John Cleese, so it is very, very authentic and done in a lovely style. And I guess that's what I love about it. It's that Monty Python style of silly, but it's also a highly playable game. Sometimes when a big famous property like this is converted into a game, it never works quite so well as a game. But this is actually quite an addictive little game, and I found myself spending rather too much time seeing how far through I can guide my little John Cleese around London. So it's very playable. I'm not sure there's anything that I would recommend that they do better, to be honest. It's a really fun little game. As far as what parents need to know about this app, it's not specifically aimed at kids, but it's not unsuitable for kids in any way that I've been able to find. There's no in-app purchases, there's no adverts, there's no links out of the app to other external sites or anything like that. It's a very, very simple control mechanism for kids. So, you know, if you're familiar with stuff like Temple Run, I know that's very popular with kids, and it's that level of difficulty. So although the game progressively gets harder and harder and harder, so the further you get through London, the faster the obstacles come and the faster you have to react to them, it's not overly complex for children to get the hang of. You know, there's no unsuitable language in it. It's ever so funny because when you get to the end and you eventually crash into something, you get told by John Cleese how disappointed he is in you. And that's kind of where my verdict comes in on this one, because quite frankly, it's worth 69p just to get abused by John Cleese every now and again. So, you know, if you're somebody who loved Monty Python or just generally loves silly stuff, this is a inexpensive app which has a reasonable amount of playtime to it, and you will find yourself going back to it and again, just think, wondering if you can get a little bit further through London and get a few more coins to buy a silly suit. So there you go. It's a silly one today, but it's really fun, and hopefully you guys will like it too. All the information that I give out in this podcast is as correct as I can get it at the time of recording, but please check facts before making any purchases, because stuff can change on a regular basis on the App Store. You can find all the episodes of App Talk over at audioboo.fm/geekmummy, and they do also get synchronised across to my blog, which is www.geekmummy.com. Thanks ever so much for listening, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. Bye for now.